Okay, you just heard a reference to socializing being good for you. What if you're not socializing? What if you're blocked? That's a subject for the movie director Spike Jonze. He's known for directing quirky, emotionally resonant films like Being John Malkovich, An Adaptation, and Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition critic Kenneth Turan reviews his new film, Her.
Her is both smart entertainment and subtle warning, a love story and a horror show. It's a risky leap off a cliff with a plot that sounds like a gimmick but ends up being anything but. Her is set in the near future. A poor soul named Theodore, played by Joaquin Phoenix, sees an ad for the first artificially intelligent operating system for his phone. With nothing else going on in his life, Theodore signs up.
Please wait as your operating system is initiated.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Samantha.
As voiced by Scarlett Johansson, who's never seen on screen, Samantha has a manner that says she cares about you, you, and only you. At first, Theodore is nonplussed by Samantha's easy familiarity. But he gets used to her and says he has more fun with her than anyone human in his life. In fact, as Theodore tells his best friend, played by Amy Adams, he and Samantha find themselves in the most serious relationship he's ever been in.
I feel really close to her. Like, when I talk to her, I feel like she's with me.
Are you falling in love with her?
Does that make me a freak?
No. I think anybody who falls in love is a freak.
Jonze draws intriguing parallels between Theodore and Samantha's relationship, alternately sweet and creepy, and what happens between two actual people. If falling in love with anyone is a form of socially acceptable insanity, what makes this relationship so different? The most intriguing question Her poses is about the potential of personal technology. This is a film about how we live now and how we might live in the future. We are entering a brave new world, and we'd better be ready for it.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the LA Times.
We appreciate you listening to the program this morning on one of your local public radio stations. And you can also find us on social media. We have the Morning Edition Facebook page. And Steve and I are also on Twitter. And we love tweeting one another, but we have a lot more fun if you tweet to us.
Absolutely. You can find David Green at NPR Green.
And you can find Steve at NPR Inskeep.
And, of course, this program is at Morning Edition. This is NPR News.